All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your last Commissioner's Court meeting for 2024. We appreciate all you being here today. We'll begin our meeting with an invocation today led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Erickson, if you feel led to rise.
I'd like to dedicate this prayer to the outgoing commissioner, incoming commissioner, and I want to thank him for their service. I know it's a sacrifice he's made, and thank you, Commissioner. Honor for standing in. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this season. We thank you for blessing our families, even though some are grieving. We thank you and ask for your prayers for the Jefferson County and all the employees and elected officials of Jefferson County. We pray for the new incoming commissioner, and we pray for the outgoing commissioner. We ask that you lead this court in a manner that your will be done and no other will. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with a time of public comment. If there's any individual present who wishes to make public comment on any item that's on the agenda today, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending the meeting remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for professional grant writing and management services for the Texas General Land Office Community Development and Revitalization Disaster Recovery Reallocation Program. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 327. Item B is consider, establish, and approve the Selection Committee Review Committee to review the responses received for requests for proposals for professional grant writing and management services referenced in Item A. Pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 327. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a contract for invitations for bid for Jefferson County Doggett Park Midway Rehabilitation with Texas Materials, a CRH company, in the amount of $1,482,042.80. Item D is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for request for proposals for security services and personnel for Jefferson County with Allied Universal Security Services pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item E is to consider and approve a contract extension for gray limestone, commonly referred to as 610 base, for the Jefferson County with Gulf Coast, a CRH company, for an additional 90 days. To expire April 12, 2025. Item F is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Outfront for billboard advertisement located at I-10 and Highway 2124 for Ben Rogers Visitor Center. This is for a term from January 1st, 2024 to December 29th, 2024. January 1st, 2025 through December 29th, 2025 at a cost of $1,050 per month for an annual total of $13,650. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion?
Guess we've got to get that selection committee judge. I'd like to put Fran on there as my appointee on item B there.
Okay, we didn't give our nominees to this a couple weeks ago. This is a new one. Okay, you got Fran. All right, I'll appoint Fred.
I'm looking for a bit. Point Brandon Willis. Recommend right.
Commissioner, you got one?
No, not really.
Maybe.
I could use one more.
When is the selection committee going to meet?
We just went out, so it would be in about 4 weeks.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Why don't we say two individuals to be named the first meeting in January by Commissioner Willis and Commissioner Alfred?
We needed somebody from the court. We did need somebody.
No, we have one that will be from the court.
Yeah, you got Willis, so.
But Michelle would be a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll point to Michelle.
Okay. Okay, so we'll say one person to be appointed by Commissioner Alfred upon his return, the first meeting in January. All right, any other discussion, comments, or clarifications? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for mosquito control for out-of-state travel for training of pilots and pickup of the new plane in the amount of $3,300. Item B is to receive and file amendment number 4 to the Texas General Land Office contract to extend the time for the buyout program for homes that were vulnerable to flooding during Hurricane Harvey. Item C is to consider and approve expenditure by Constable Precinct 6 in accordance with the order pursuant to Chapter 130.908 of Texas Local Government Code, costs associated with purchase of 14 badges in the amount of $1,851.64. Item D is to consider and approve a revised public defender contract agreement for the Criminal District Court with Reagan Minaldi, effective December 1st, 2024. Item E is to receive and file a subrecipient agreement for the American Rescue Plan Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with Spindletop for funding of $611,066.48 for capital purchase and startup costs for the Diversion Center. Item F is to consider and approve advanced funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with Jefferson County Revision in the amount of $49,208.13. Item G is consider and approve electronic disbursement for up to $1,500,000 to state comptroller for the intergovernmental transfer for the Jefferson County Local Provider Participation Fund for the 2025 Hospital Augmented Reimbursement Program to be transmitted on January 6, 2025. Item H is regular county bills, check numbers 523879 through 524113. And item I is consider and approve a revised subrecipient agreement for American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with Spindletop for funding of $660,483.43 for capital purchases and startup costs for the Diversion Center. That's two separate items.
It is two separate items. As we were dotting our I's and crossing our T's, we found about $50,000 that needed to be allocated, so we adjusted that one.
So that's the end of it now.
That is the end.
We fully used all of those ARPA funds. I'd like to thank y'all, especially your office, for all the hard work that she's done on this, working with the grant administrator and all that. Some great work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank you and Michelle on the Popeye Homes and getting that money out. It's well spent. Thank you.
All right. Motion.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have several items. Item A is receive and file a transcript for continuing education hours completed by Commissioner Alfred in 2024, pursuant to Section 81.005 of the Local Government Code. Item B is to consider possibly approve, receive, and file a letter from Commissioner Eddie Arnold to confirm that his retirement as Commissioner of Precinct 1 is to be effective today at 11:30 a.m. Item C is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file the following documents from the Texas General Land Office and U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, which relates to the interlocal government agreement between Jefferson County and Drainage District Number 6 to seek community development block grant disaster recovery and mitigation funding to enable DD7 to carry out strategic high-impact activities to reduce and mitigate flooding.
DD7, right?
Yes. Did I say C?
You did the first time.
Okay. Which would be GLO oversight policy, environmental review, project reevaluations, policy memo on choice limiting actions, environmental review for activity project for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, pursuant to Chapter 24 of the Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 58.32A and 58.35B, approving the project work. Item D is considering possibly approve the reappointment of John Johnson and the appointment of Wade Witt to replace Mr. Weldy as commissioners for the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1, which are the prerogative of the county commissioner for Precinct 1. Item E is considering approve the hiring of Jennifer Vogel as a deputy constable part-time with Constable Precinct 6 in accordance with Local Government Code Chapter 86.011. Item F is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement for Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force for fiscal year 2025 between Jefferson, Hardin, Jasper, and Orange counties in the cities of Beaumont and Port Arthur. Item G is to receive and file the executed interlocal agreement for the Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force for fiscal year 2024, Senate Bill 224 grant between the counties of Jefferson, Hardin, Jasper, and Orange in the cities of Beaumont and Port Arthur. Item H is to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for mosquito control pilots Reagan Carter, Brian Farrar, and Jerry Hinton to Albany, Georgia from January 5th through January 10th for training. Didn't we approve that under?
This is the out-of-state travel, yes.
Okay.
The other was a budget
transfer. Okay. Training costs are included with the purchase price of the airplane. Item I, which should have been under Human Resources, but will take under Commissioner's Court, is to consider and possibly approve adjusting the waiting period for health insurance coverage for employees hired from November 4th, 2024 through December 31st, 2024 to make the effective date of their coverage February 1st, 2025 in alignment with the new waiting period for all new hires beginning January 1st, 2025. Do we have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion. I want to express my deep appreciation to Commissioner Arnold for his willing and after we lost Commissioner Pierce, his willingness to come back and out of retirement and his life of leisure and being taken care of by his wife to give us his time, his original expertise and knowledge about the courthouse, our restoration programs over the years, and those workings have proven invaluable over the last several months, and we appreciate the sacrifice you made to come out of retirement. We're going to miss you.
Thank you, Judge. Just
want to
say thank you myself.
I ditto everything. I was going to vote against it, but I like Brandon better than you, so.
Don't start sucking up for Brandon. I'd like to make a few comments. First off, this has been almost a deja vu from the end of 2020 when I retired from the county after 16 years. So, and it's been a very enjoyable period. When the judge called me and said, hey, would you be willing to come out of retirement and come back in as commissioner? I said, well, not really, you know. And he said, no, we need your expertise. And I said, well, okay, under the circumstances. Vernon was a very dear friend of mine. And then he says, oh, by the way, you got $1 million hole out there at your service center that needs to be fixed. I said, what? And the courthouse still leaks. So anyway, I had to rethink it, but all in all, it's been an excellent period in my life, both before and this last 7.5 months. I forgot how lucky we are in this county to have such great leaders, the department heads, employees, the judge and the commissioners here. Not all counties benefit from that type of expertise and knowledge in the department heads we have and elected officials. So from the bottom of my heart, as a taxpayer and a resident, I want to say thank you to all of you present and all of you are listening. A special thanks go out to my road and bridge crew, Precinct 1. Would y'all stand up back there? And my superintendent, administrative assistant, two road foremen. We appreciate y'all. And then the other group that I had oversight, basically, is our maintenance group, and that's Greg Keller and his folks. Peggy, would y'all stand up and get taken around? We appreciate y'all. I have to say that Brandon is getting an outstanding team to work with. He's been very active in all facets of the county government since way back in July. And we had an opportunity to visit. He's an outstanding individual. He's very competent, and you will all enjoy working with him in the future. And I wish him the best of luck, as I do all of y'all. And on top of everything else, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And come pa ya, I'm gone.
All right, so we're going to take all the items except for item B. Do I have a motion on every item except item B? We got a motion, so will you abstain on item B?
I will.
Okay. All right. As to all the others and the three of us who can vote on item B, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And one abstention.
I really wanted to say yay on that.
Under County Treasurer, we have two items. Item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for November 2024, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. And item B is considering possibly approval $54 wire transfer payment to Wells Fargo Securities for the November 2024 safekeeping fees. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And item under Constable Precinct 6, we have one item considering possibly approve a resolution commending Constable Joe Quarterback Stevenson for nearly 40 years of devoted service to Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion?
Judge, I think it'll be time to introduce the new Constable.
Constable Corbin, would you like to come up?
Some people don't know you, so we want to make sure everybody know who you are. A few words.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Effort Ed Cormier, Sr. I'm replacing Joe Stevens. He's retiring. After all, I'll be serving the precinct. I'm going to be a new elected constable.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Would you please, I thought Constable Stevenson would be here today, but he is not. So would you express to him our deep appreciation for his service and as well. I saw day before yesterday that he had recently lost a family member. Please express our condolences to him and his loss.
Yes, sir, I will.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, and under County Clerk, we have one item. Consider possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a GovOS pay terms agreement for the County Clerk Records Management Suite, which will co-term with our existing contract at no cost to the county on the former agreement that was executed on February 6th of 2024. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. As I said, we will have no meeting on either Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, so our first meeting will be the first Tuesday in January, and we hope and pray that everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful New Year with no hurricanes or anything. But thank you all for being here today. Commissioners, anything you wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Be safe.
Any other elected official? If not, then we are adjourned.